U.S. reach cap count for additional H-2B visas for first half of FY 2025. Highlights: cap count for additional H-2B visas reached for the first half of FY 2025. The USCIS reached the cap count for additional H-2B visas for the first half of fiscal year 2025. The additional cap targeted to welcome 20,716 returning workers to the U.S. in 2025. The final petitions for additional H-2B visas were received on January 7, 2025. Petitions are still being accepted for H-2B non-immigrant workers for the additional visas allotted to certain countries. Want to work in the U.S.? Y-Axis is here to provide complete assistance. U.S. H-2B visa cap reached for the first half of FY 2025. The USCIS has recently announced that it has received enough petitions for the additional 20,716 H-2B visas allotted to returning workers, thereby reaching the H-2B visa cap for the first half of fiscal year 2025. January 7, 2025, was the final date to receive H-2B visa petitions. The additional H-2B visas were allotted under the H-2B Supplemental Cap Temporary Final Rule, which was published on December 2, 2024. These additional visas were introduced to invite returning workers who had start dates on or before March 31, 2025. Looking for jobs in the U.S.? Avail Y-Axis Job Search Services to find the right one for you. USCIS is still accepting petitions from select countries. The USCIS is still open for H-2B non-immigrant workers for the additional 20,000 visas reserved for workers from Costa Rica, Colombia, El Salvador, Ecuador, Haiti, Guatemala, and Honduras. Workers from these countries whose start dates are on or before March 31, 2025, and are exempted from the returning worker requirement can submit petitions to the USCIS. Applicants under the 20,716 H-2B visa category who were unable to submit the petition this time can apply under the country-specific visa allocation. Are you looking for step-by-step assistance for U.S. immigration? Contact Y-Axis, the world's number one overseas immigration consultancy. For recent immigration updates on the U.S., check out Y-Axis U.S. Immigration News.